Fuck you, Sergeant Jones. Fuck you. Fuck America. Fuck Christians. Fuck the rich. Fuck you, Sergeant Jones. Jones was at home, sipping some peach whiskey, warm and straight from the marble shot glass. He was looking through a book on war history, enjoying the scenes of destruction and violent death. He loved death pictures, as long as it was a violent death. Jones loved the concentration camp pics. He pulled out his little soldier and began exercising it. The soldier's helmet was a little sore from the previous day's exercise session. That time it was to a snuff video he downloaded off the internet. Jones spurt a rich white blast from his soldier and then he hit the shower. Back at the house in Kentucky, Jones's wife Mimi made brownies and chocolate chip cookies in their big fine kitchen. Earlier, she squeezed some lemonade from lemons she grows in her garden, and she added just a touch of brandy. The local minister and his pudgy wife with spray-on hair were coming over to visit while her husband was away. Mimi sits in the living room watching news updates on the upcoming war as she waits for her company. 12 minutes later, she hears her doorbell play an irritating electronic version of Jesus Loves the Little Children. Mimi greets her guests with a big practiced smile and invites them in. Jones got a call from Uncle Sam to go back to duty. They were pulling him out of retirement. He thought of killing again and his blood ran hot. He had a throbbing erection that needed immediate attention. This called for a celebration. He fished a bottle of expensive wine from the fridge, went to the video room for some rape, murder, kitty snuff porn. He drank hungrily from the bottle as he tweaked the remote. A good drunken masturbation takes a while. Maybe away these stateside hours. Jones slept, sticking to the sheets. His dreams could disturb a man on death row. He never remembered his dreams, or he would wank to him and wound his soldier. Jones knows a little about government secret agenda and guess some more. The New World Order taken from the New Order and Nazi thing, Homeland Security, based upon the Fatherland, another Nazi hangover. He liked the direction the country was going. Soon there will be death camps and blitzkriegs. Jones fondly remembered the last Gulf War. He got to kill people personally. It was sheer bliss to be an instrument of God's sacred hand. He wanted to be in charge of some prisoners so he could make them suffer proper. Boot camp with those brat faggot kids was a good life, but he had certain constraints, like he couldn't shoot those kids dead. Mimi smiled politely at the minister's off-color joke. Minister Tom Biscuit's wife, Anne, must have been a knockout about 18 years ago. Now, she was a wine sack with sad wrinkles. Life does that. Blame the liberals, the pot-smoking metal bands, the homosexuals. "Did you hear that we're going to war?" Tom asked excitedly. "I'm so glad our boys can get a chance to serve Jesus overseas." Jones was looking sharp and ready to go. He took a cab to the base to report for duty.